Ivone, Layla Rahimi, and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on it. Number one.
What was your reaction when you heard Tyson Bagent talk about his contract extension at Halas Hall on Wednesday?
You've talked about your family being so important to you. What is this money for people beyond you in your household?
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, my dad is my, he's my right-hand man, and he didn't even have running water until he was in high school. So, there's definitely a lot of things that, and people that I could, that I think I could certainly help, with this gift I've been blessed with. But yeah, just little things like that, like, you know, I don't really know anybody back at home with any money. So, yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's certainly a weight off my shoulders and my family's shoulders. And yeah, it definitely means a lot.
My first thought, Layla, was that pool where they had a pool party is getting an upgrade. And everybody, Tyson Bagent basically said, when I eat, everybody eats. I love it. The emotion and just the way that he looked back, you could tell he was introspectively going back in time to all the stuff his dad said along the way to get to this point where he's got a $10 million two-year extension that could be worth $16 million.
How much like a movie has our show been today?
It's been crazy.
We talk about Kyle Tucker explaining why he wanted to be out there. Then we talk about the team. Then we have the aspect of the book that we just discussed with Seth Wickersham's book and Carl and Caleb Williams in the process. And then you hear Tyson Bagent talk about what a difference that money made to him. And that for me is it's a very big study that we've done in this show. I don't know how you listen to that and not be happy for him, especially when you consider the Bears have been on the same page about Tyson Bagent, I feel like, ever since, not just the beginning of this training camp, but also how they felt about him before. And I've said this as well. I think it was one of the best parts of Hard Knocks. You could tell that he would try to provide funny moments and a break and just lighten the room at times where I think it was appreciated. And also that's their storytelling. But the point is, it's all been consistent when you consider who he's been and how he has lived his life and how he got to this point in the NFL. And he also has worked incredibly hard to get here. So credit to Tyson Bagent. I appreciate the emotion that he showed. You can tell what this opportunity and this money can do for somebody. And I think that that's a big part of it. It's why people work so hard in so many different ways. And so thank you for sharing that with us. And congratulations on earning what you got. You earned it.
Number two.
Kyle Tucker is back in the Cubs lineup today. When is the next time you would have played him?
Not now. Not today. Our original question when we had this, when we started our show and our high-powered meeting here in the Galaxy Ballroom at Circa. We had this nice table. We've got Ray the engineer. We were all about this life. We came in. We got our laptops. And we're like, here's a look at the schedule. When would we play Kyle Tucker? And I'm like, oh, look at this three-game series against the Angels. And while I know they're no cakewalk, they're a better cakewalk than previous series they've had, like the Brewers or the Blue Jays. So then they have this day off, and I'm like, all right, maybe the 26th. You know, that would be a few days. Turns out, no, I was wrong. A few days is two. He's playing today. He's second in the lineup.
And no definition is a few two. Few is usually three to whatever number you want to put. And
to several?
Yeah.
Wherever several kicks in.
I'm disappointed with this decision. Hopefully Kyle Tucker proves me wrong. But I would not have played Kyle Tucker this series, and I wouldn't have played him probably the first two games of the Angels series. So that's my answer. And the fact that he's in the lineup today, it's a bit confounding to me.
Number three.
Five on It continues here with Rahimi and Harris at Circa Sports. And we're here in the Galaxy Ballroom, about to have an awesome time here in Las Vegas. Here's the third question. Is Matt Shaw the third baseman of the Cubs' future?
I think he was the third baseman of the Cubs' future the whole time. They just thought originally the third baseman of their more present future was probably Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman thought that his future was either going to be in Detroit or Boston. Has that got everybody square now?
Yeah, they were number three on the depth chart as far as we know. And there might have been a third team we don't know about that was above the Cubs.
Ah, yes. Mystery team.
Yes.
Mystery team often played by Giants.
Yeah. Or Phillies. A lot of teams have had that mystery. I remember mystery team going after one Cliff Lee. Oh, same as the old team, the Phillies. Yeah, I remember that too.
How dare you?
No, I'm just telling you what happened. So, yeah, Matchaw is definitely the third baseman of the future. And if you had any doubts before now, hopefully those doubts have been cast aside as you've watched and witnessed him carry the Cubs offense at a time which, no, he can't carry it by himself. But whenever other people decide to step up, he's right there with that insurance run when you need it in the eighth inning of a big game against the team with the best record in baseball.
Marshall just leaned into our Twitch camera here because the setup is different. Yeah. We're not in the studio. One camera. So Marshall just leans and then just looks at the camera and starts yelling with passion. It was very Stephen A. style. I think Matt Shaw has shown you that he, just like PCA before him, is being given the appropriate amount of time to learn who he is. His bat speed qualifies now on Baseball Savant. I'm very happy about that. I argue you have seen it now that he has hit 9 home runs recently since the All-Star break. I feel good about all of these things. And they're giving him the appropriate amount of time to trust him. Should he be in the lineup today? Meatball Rahimi says yes.
Well, forget about Meatball Rahimi. Just like the answer to the question is he the third baseman of the future? Well, clearly not the immediate future because he's not in the lineup today.
The Twitch mob is having fun with you. Get your kick 66s. Dude, you're all up in our face.
Listen, my bad. My bad. I apologize. I'm just happy to be here. All right.
Ray's putting bunny ears on you. It's great. We got two Rays today. This is the two Ray lineup.
Number four.
Since the Rahimi and Harris crew is here in Las Vegas at the beautiful Circa Resort and Casino, here is question number four. Will the Bears go over or under in their win total?
Now, what's the interesting thing about this, Layla?
Wait, let's show. I'm going to pan over here real quick. We got resources looking here. You see that? You see that right there?
Yeah, those
We're surrounded by all the resources we could possibly need.
Make sure that's readjusted, Ray. I appreciate you. I want to let the people know, here's how it stands at Circus Resort and Casino right now. Bears, 2025-26 regular season wins. At plus 135, the over is 8.5. That means if you put down $100 for the Bears to win 9 games, you will win $135 back. Here's what's interesting. The under for 8.5 is minus 155.
Oof.
That means you have to bet $155 to get $100 back if you say the Bears are winning 8 games or less. What are you doing, Layla? Over or under?
I mean, I say over. I've been saying over. I'm the lunatic who said that they should have had 10 wins last year. And I will still say that in a fourth year of a regime, 10 years is not a ridiculous goal. Just like 70% of your completions is not a ridiculous goal to set. Are you disappointed because it's a lofty goal? Not necessarily, but it's a goal of mine. It's a goal. So I say over.
Over.
Shoot for the stars. You might, land on the moon? Isn't that the old saying?
Yeah. Although, do you want to be on the moon?
I have the under.
There's not a lot of air there.
I have the under in real life, but I have a hard time putting $155 down to win $100. That seems bad.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the over on 8.5 in this scenario.
There's a lot of really aggressive bets like that sometimes, and I just always ask, what's really going on here?
I think a lot of people are taking the under on the Bears. That's what
I
think.
No, that, yes. But you know how sometimes there's like some whale who wants to do like a really aggressive under to prove a point money?
Yes.
You know the phrase like, don't let your money get mad? And that's just like letting your money get proud. That's just the flex for the hell of it.
I hope to have enough money one day where my money can get mad and or proud. Right now, my money just needs to stay safe.
Here's what we do. We start to follow anybody who's really interested in the Circa Grandissimo.
Yes.
And we wear our best clothes and stuff. Like, we look good. We do, like, the everything shower. We get our nails done. You do your hair. I'll do mine. And then we'll just, like, look cute and
see what
happens.
The fact that you just told me to get my hair done. You've jumped the shark. You've jumped the shark. She told me to get my hair done.
No, that wasn't the nails for you.
No. I have nails. I've got pretty good nails. I got to get a pedicure once a month.
That's a very layered joke for anybody who's really listening.
Five on it. Number five.
Final question on 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris live at Circa Resort and Casino. What's the deal with flight delays?
Your flight was scheduled to leave at what time yesterday?
My flight was scheduled to leave at 4:30, which is why I left transition like a jerk. But you know what? Our pilot friend Russ, who's always so kind and always visits us here at Circa, he and Elizabeth were here saying hi to us earlier. And I do like seeing everybody, especially when we've got the time to say hi. We've had listener Eric stop by as well, and he's got a Vegas shirt on. So thank you for doing that. Russ texted.
Meet.
Russ let us know. Not that Russ. Pilot Russ let us know, and he said there's bumps over Iowa, that there was bumpier over Iowa. And I was like, oh, is this our pilot friend? Indeed it was. And indeed he was correct. Did I get here one piece happily? You betcha. But they delayed a little bit because, frankly, they want to be more safe than sorry. Also a theme of the show today. And I applaud our aviation industry for doing so. I am more important than my time sometimes.
So
that didn't make sense when I said it out loud.
It's okay. Ray and I were on a flight later than your flight. It was scheduled to leave at 6:45. I don't know what time we actually left because
I kept texting you guys. I'm like, are you there yet? Are you there? Are you on the plane yet?
Are we on the plane yet is the question. So, yeah, flight delays are bad. That's what's the deal with them. They are bad, but they are a necessary evil.
Yes! Just like, say, maybe waiting until, I don't know, the 26th for your precious cargo to get there in one piece and be safe and happy. Sometimes you have to take the delay. You know what I mean?
I like my airplanes. Like
Craig?
I like.
Craig?
I like my airplanes to be one place, and that's at the airport when I wake up in the morning. And the only way to do that is to get the early morning flight. I knew we were in trouble when we had that 6:45 flight. I knew what it was going to be and what it wasn't going to be. And in my current physical condition, it was not ideal. Ray was wincing as he watched me struggle to get in and out of wheelchairs and onto planes and taking a crutch from here to I don't know where to get on a plane. It was bad, Layla. It was really bad.
We changed gates 3 times, but it was like a game of like tag. Like, oh, no, go to K9.
H17.
Like, we went 3 different times between 2 gates.
See, I only had the 1 gate change, and yeah, they wanted to make sure the plane was okay. And then I sat next to really nice people on the plane, and then I got a lot of work done. I don't know. I was happy.
I got work done too. Ray and I watched the Cubs and the post game for Cubs Brewers last night. We're hoping to see a 4th win in 5 games, and the Cubs only being 5 back with 34 to play. You do the math. You do the math as if that's going to be good enough to get it done.
Twitch mob is cracking me up. They're saying that corn sweat causes the bumps over Iowa. You could be completely serious right now, and I would believe you.
We would not know.
I would believe you. Also, it's a dry heat. We just got to say that again for the people.
I'm tired of the dry heat thing. All right, that wraps up 5 on it, right?
I am not. I like not having humidity sometimes. It mixes it up for me and my towels dry.
Okay, so 5 on it. We're good at that. We're good at the corn sweat. We're good at the corn.
No, corn sweat is eternal.
Oh, okay. We're not good at the corn sweat. That's just a thing that's going to happen.
We got farmers who listen. They'll let us know.
I do want to mention something before we go to break here. Ryan Sandberg, his funeral will be broadcast right here on 670 The Score. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. for coverage of the funeral service. That coverage will be anchored by Mark Grody and Chuck Swirsky and will feature eulogy speeches from Bob Costas, members of the Sandberg family, remembering the life and the legacy of Rhino. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. on The Score and the Odyssey app.
I do want to point out that I know that this has been a hard time for a lot of people, of course, and a lot of our listeners, and I think it was very important to us that we bring this to you in the best way possible. So that is taking place tomorrow. And thanks for everybody who has sent words of really grieving. You know, I know sometimes you can be mad, sad, happy, or glad. And thank you for sharing with us. And we hope that this is also something that I think a lot of people need as part of the process.
And that coverage will go at 10 a.m. on The Score on the Odyssey app, and immediately following that coverage, you will then get us, Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, for another edition of Rahimi and Harris, where hopefully we'll be talking about a 4 out of 5 series win for the Cubs over the Brewers.
We have more here to come on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we get you ready for more Cubs baseball.
Kyle Tucker in the lineup, batting 2nd.
That too. So we will do that next as we join you live from Galaxy Ballroom here at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas.